Nick, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Rana. Are we muted?
Yeah, I unmuted for a second.
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay.
Let's call the meeting to order. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Superintendents.
All right, I just have a few things to report on. Nothing that you probably don't already know, but I'll report it anyways. So next week is Thanksgiving week. I want to remind everybody that we do have school on Monday and Tuesday, but because we understand many people travel for Thanksgiving, both of those days were pre-set up for distance learning for all grade levels and all students. Students and their teachers can participate in distance learning remotely from wherever they travel to, or they can come, the teachers can come to work if they choose to, but that is next week. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are off for no school, no work. At the board meeting on Tuesday, the board voted to allow 6th through 8th grade go back to distance learning. It begins on November 30th and goes through December 18th. And that's when we go on to winter break. The board will revisit this decision on December 17th at the December 17th board meeting to see what next steps will happen with students in on the return from winter break on January 4th. We've had some questions about home-based instructional program. We have had a few requests now that sixth through eighth that are going through distance learning, not through sixth through eighth, but maybe a brother or sister in a younger grade. The program is currently full and does have a waiting list. If people want to get on the waiting list, they may do so. We will look at the spots available and look at the requests and see who we can accommodate and which grade levels. However, it's very likely that we will not be able to accommodate any of them until after winter break. Our home-based instructional program is a project-based program. And so coming into it mid-year is difficult for the student because the projects build upon each other. And so you almost have to start back at day one and move through. So it's not a great program to come into mid-year. I want to let the board know and the audience that I did send a letter to Dr. Liu, Dr. Revelis, Kevin Wallen, who is the county chief, and CC Gary Bradford regarding our concern with the recommendation of sending sixth through eighth graders back to distance learning on and how that process took place. So I have a copy of the letter to give to each of the board members after we're done here. And then I attended a health webinar today, the Department of Health, I guess. So it was Dr. Mark Galley. You've probably seen him on TV a number of times. He's the Secretary of the California Health and Human Services. And then Dr. Pan, who is with the California Department of Public Health. They both spoke about, this was directed towards schooling. So they both spoke about kids, schooling, and COVID. They said they've learned that, so this is answering a question, some questions that some of our parents have, why 6 through 8 and not TK through 5. And so they've learned that the younger kids do not have the particular receptors in their body that infections, this particular infection especially, attaches to. And as they get older, those receptors are build up. And by the time they're the oldest generation, like our parents and whatnot, that's where they have the receptors that really are the ones. But they said, the bottom line is, it doesn't mean kids can't get COVID. It just means that it's less likely for them to get it and spread it to others. And finally, they said the state is still supporting students being in schools in small cohorts and hybrid learning. So we'll see if that changes, because apparently we got a curfew today that has changed. So I just find it interesting again that the state's still supporting that, but our local health department has gone a different direction. Last but not least, I'm hoping that staff and families have a restful few days next week. Remember, no school or work Wednesday through Friday. Please be safe, follow the guidelines, and let's get the county COVID numbers down so we can get our students back in school after the holidays. Moving on to our attendance report. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,282 students, which is 1,205 in our hybrid program, in the hybrid program, and 77 in the HBIS program. Overall, we have 109 students less than we had last year at this time. We have 90 students in our preschool program, which is 2 more than last month, and 38 less than last year. So that's what I have for the report.
Okay, so communication from the public. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda.
If anybody has any questions, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ron is an aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Now 5.1A, set December board meeting and annual organizational meeting.
Okay, so we have two conflicting things that happened to us in some Decembers. It happened to us last December, so we ended up having to have two meetings. We have the same issue this year. So we have our books that have to be closed by and to the county office by December 15th. And then we have the reorganization of the annual reorganization that has to happen between, I can't remember the exact dates, but after the 15th. So we're gonna have two board meetings next month. The first one is December 10th. That'll be a board meeting to go over our interim budget, our budget revisions, our EPA certifications, and all of those types of things, the audits. And then we would have an annual organization meeting for the Board of Trustees for December 17th. At that meeting, it will include the election of the new board president, board clerk, representative to special ed council. You'll set your times, dates, and place for regular board meetings for the next calendar year. You'll appoint the superintendent as secretary to the Board of Trustees. You'll authorize the superintendent and designees to sign warrants, and you'll swear in any and all new board members. So we'll need an action item or an okay to set those two meetings as I just stated.
So I move that we set the date of December 10th and December 17th, both at 4 p.m. I make that motion.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ron is an aye.
However, opposed? My dad will be very upset. December 10th is his 81st birthday. So.
Well, we'll make it. Oh, no, it's booked.
It's going to be a long one.
Have him come on over and listen to the
I'll books. Have him scoot on over.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Opposed?
Sorry.
Motion carried. Okay, so now on to 5.2A MOU with WESTA.
So we sat in negotiations with WESTA. I sent to you a while back what it looked like. And this is just bringing to you for the approval. Obviously, some of the things maybe have to be changed for distance learning, but I'm hoping that our distance learning portion will only last for 3 weeks, but we'll see how that goes. But this is the MOU that we currently have that we're working under, needing board approval.
Any questions or comments? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to accept the MOU with WESTA.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ron is an aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll adjourn to closed session, right?
Yep, unless there's any, I guess the audience already had their chance, huh?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for a short meeting. Appreciate it. Rhonda, if you want to stay on, that'd be great.
I can stop recording and everybody's going to leave as long as everybody leaves.